Now, bushfires are an unfortunate but really actually quite common, I guess, in Australia. Common occurrence during our warmer months. But in many cases, you know, there's some pretty devastating aftermath of the bushfires you see. If you haven't experienced one yourself, and thankfully, I mean, I haven't, but you turn on the news and you see the physical damage, the emotional damage, the financial stress that, you know, people who have survived bushfires do have to go through. And in really awful cases, loss of life for, you know, civilians and our wildlife. It's really nasty stuff, and it makes it even more disheartening to hear that the current fires that are blazing through Sydney's southwest at the moment were potentially deliberately lit. It's really just horrible to hear, and on the line to have a little bit of a chat with us about the psychology of people who do deliberately light fires, Associate Professor Janet Stanley from the Melbourne Sustainable Society Institute. Janet, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
So I suppose, you know, when you do hear that fires have been deliberately lit, especially ones that have caused as much damage as the ones that are happening in Sydney at the moment, the mind boggles, you know, for a lot of people. But who are the sorts of people who do wind up deliberately lighting fires?
Yes, it seems amazing, doesn't it, that people will do this sort of thing. But there's no one person, really, who lights fires. There's a range of people who do it. Unfortunately, youth very commonly light fires, but fortunately their fire lighting behaviour drops off a little bit as they get older, although we still have older people that light fires. And they're often youth who've had a rather trauma in their lives or a difficult upbringing, experienced child abuse and neglect. And it might be a way of their expressing anger or drawing attention to themselves or just sheer confusion. And it's usually it's a reflection of many problems in their life, unfortunately. With our growth of the urban structure into bushed areas, the sprawl of the cities, means that the infrastructure just isn't there, the transport, they can't get to education. So there's a high level of youth unemployment on the edge of cities, and they happen to be in the bush where they can light fires. So it's a bit of a circular problem, really.
So I know that a lot of your research has been involved in the prevention of bushfire arson in Australia. Are those some of the findings that you've found, you know, perhaps access to facilities and education would mean that we would see less potentially?
Yes, that's right. It's unfortunate that we have a growing inequality in Australia at the moment, and some people are just left out and left behind. And this is sort of creating the sort of problem for society that we're facing at the moment, which might be fires, it might be gangs of youths. People are hurting and they're sort of lashing out and expressing their concern. You know, don't forget me, I've got needs too. But there's also another group of people who are perhaps a bit older, usually men, who are on the fringes of society. They're probably unemployed too, and they're probably not integrated well in the community. So they set out to be a bit of a hero and perhaps light the fire and then report it and do a lot of firefighting. And these are a problematic group also.
And yeah, I mean, you know, every time bushfire season does roll around, it does seem that we are seeing the phrase deliberately lit crop up more and more. I don't know if it's an exact science per se, but do we have any idea how many fires are deliberately lit during bushfire seasons?
Unfortunately, it's a highly unresearched area, and most fires actually aren't reported. If it's small and put out quickly, it doesn't get the official record. So we don't investigate what caused it, and it might only be chance that it doesn't become a catastrophic fire or a really big one like happening recently in Sydney or still happening. We just at the moment don't have the resources to investigate all fires, but we think around half are suspicious or deliberately lit, round about half, but getting on between 80 and 90% have a human cause to the fire. So it is a really big problem, and my work is trying to emphasise the fact that we have to better understand why people light fires and put the resources there to stop them carrying out this behaviour.
And that is, those numbers are far bigger than I was expecting, I will admit.
Yes.
I suppose as well. So, you know, what can people do? You were mentioning, you know, go about preventing, you know, are there any warning signs of someone who might be tempted to light fires?
Yes, well, there's a great deal that can be done at many levels. It's sort of providing better opportunities for kids on the edge of the city who sort of lose hope a bit, become detached from society. Put the transport in so they can get to education and have a purpose in life. Often in schools, the teachers know who are the problem kids who at risk of lighting fires or who light fires and rubbish things at school and things. And at the moment, we don't seem to have the resources to actually then get help for that child who's actually showing that problematic behaviour, crying out for help, if you like. So we need to put more resources into counselling and helping these children. And we also need more resources to actually help in the identification of who it is that's actually lighting fires, because unfortunately, because it's something that people do quietly when no one else is around, they're very, very difficult to catch from a policing perspective. So, you know, we need to work a lot earlier in helping these people, identifying them, offering treatment, so we can nab it right at the beginning before it develops into a really bad behaviour practice.
Well, Janet, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's a really, really important topic to speak about. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
That was Associate Professor Janet Stanley from the University of Melbourne's Melbourne Sustainable Society Institute having a bit of a chat with us this morning about the psychology behind bushfire arson.